Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey now with, oh, this is sad, in Old Irving Park. Say it ain't so. Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, happy Friday, except if you're a fan of the Golden Nugget Pancake House on Irving Park Road. I would say, you know, in all honesty, this was our top story yesterday and today. I was a little surprised, but people are really sad to hear that the Pancake House has closed after 52 years. It was a pretty common refrain we heard from the owner. She said, it's really hard to hire anybody to work here. People are coming in less and less, and it just, they weren't able to make ends meet at this place that has really been beloved in the neighborhood. You know, everyone recognizes the yellow sign. There's a couple locations around town, and one of those places you could always count on for a late night, something greasy.
All right, 4229 West Irving Park. Let's move to the near north south side and the high school desert. And is there something coming in there that's going to fix that problem?
Yeah, you know, we hear a lot about school closings in Chicago, but, there's some areas of Chicago that are really been clamoring for opening new schools because of growth in the neighborhood. And really that's kind of centers around Chinatown, in the South Loop, Bronzeville, Bridgeport. That area down there, just a little bit north of Sox Park, they've been trying to get a new high school down there for a long time. There's some schools down there, but the kids end up having to go all over town to go to some places. So there's good news for the people that have been advocating for a school down there. The Chicago Public Schools released their budget this week, and they set aside $70 million for construction of a neighborhood high school down there. They've got some commitment from the state as well. We've been down this road before, though, so they're not quite throwing a party yet, nor do they even have a location for it in mind. But it's, you know, get the money's usually the biggest part once you get a little support from the politicians to start building it. So we could be seeing in the next couple of years some concrete plans to build, and it would be a neighborhood school. So kids from the neighborhood could go open enrollment. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But they're really happy. They're just kind of tired of having to put their kids on CTA buses to crisscross town to get to a school.
I bet. And then we have a controversy involving Whitney Young's sports complex. What's the deal with that?
Oh yeah, this is the neighbors of Whitney Young, which is a very prestigious school in the West Loop. They have this brand new sports complex, about $4 million athletic complex next to the school that city money was used to build it. And when it opened, they promised everyone that it was going to be open to the neighbors, everything but the nice track, the nice turf field in the middle. They'd have to get permits for that. But all the other, the track and the batting cages and the parks would all be open to the public. But recently, the school's been padlocking it, and the public can't get in. And they're really mystified about why, if it was a bait and switch, or why all of a sudden they can't get in there. So they've got the alderman involved, Walter Burnett, over there. Who's pretty good at working out these situations. So, they're just upset that they can't get to the tennis courts without paying $15 an hour. So, it'll remains to be seen. Whitney Young is, you know, obviously a prominent part of the neighborhood. So, what they do reflects a lot on what's happening around them. And so we're waiting to hear about what the decision was. But they say take down the locks. They want to get in there and run on that nice fancy new track.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Good luck to our friend Alderman Burnett with that. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks, Bob.